Hey everyone, it's Endymion, and today we are looking at what might be the end of one of gaming's biggest companies in real time. Ubisoft is likely now going to get officially sold off, so let's explore that in this video. As well as the CEO blaming the players for having too high of expectations when it comes to games these days. As well as things like Suicide Squad's latest release proving that woke gaming is dying and much more. Firstly, I reported a few videos back that one of my sources told me that there were a few companies looking to buy Ubisoft. I didn't mention every name that I was given. Some that were said to me as potential buyers were 2K Games and even possibly Microsoft. However, the one name I was told that immediately made me go, yeah, that's gotta be it, was when I was told that Tencent was looking to buy up Ubisoft completely. And that now seems to be the case. Insider Gaming had an article they just released that confirmed this as well. According to their reports, which then makes my report seem to be more true in retrospect, Ubisoft is indeed in talks to potentially get bought out completely by Tencent. Which would not surprise me in the slightest. As I said in my previous videos, Tencent is one of the biggest gaming goliaths in the world right now. They are an insanely wealthy company, and they have the funds to buy up entire publishers if they're able to. Tencent, if you're wondering, owns more than just game studios. They own app studios or even things that have nothing to even to do with games. They own stuff like WeChat, QQ, Tencent Games, Tencent Music Group. They even own 40% of Epic Games, the makers of Fortnite. Tencent is also responsible for hosting certain games in China as well, like Call of Duty Online. So pretty much what I'm trying to tell you is that this is a company that owns a slice of practically everything in many different sectors. They also completely own Riot Games that makes League of Legends 2 and all of the stuff that they do as well. Tencent as of right now owns about 10-15% in Ubisoft's stake, which based on the fact Ubisoft recently lost around 90% of their value, that places Tencent's stake at the company at around 100 million or so right now. Which, yes, I know that's still a lot of money, but it's a whole lot less than the over $1 billion they had before when Ubisoft was healthy and not falling apart. One of the things Insider Gaming mentions is that Tencent could buy Ubisoft and then force the company to become private. If you don't know what going private means, I'll explain that quickly. Pretty much, if your company is public, then anybody can technically become a shareholder as long as they have the money to invest. And based on how much they own, this allows them to vote on things that get done inside the company. As you can imagine, while this could be a big influx of cash from many different sources, it can also slow down how fast things can get done inside the company due to how the voting would work. But if you're private, the company now only answers to the board of directors, who may or may not even be that many people to begin with. Of course, those people on the board of a private company would own significantly more shares as well. Therefore, the decisions that get made within the company are not only faster, but far more intimately decided. For an example of a private company that excels at this, look at Larian Studios, the guys that made Baldur's Gate 3. The director of BG3, he also owns pretty much the entirety of the studio alongside with his wife. So any decision that gets made is decided by him and his wife alone, as opposed to literal thousands of shareholders if they were to go public. This then allows a company to do what they want without those thousands of investors constantly breathing down their necks to do things. Ubisoft going private would be a smart move on their part, however, the company would be obviously no longer in the hands of Yves Guillemot and his family which founded Ubisoft. Yves Guillemot has been the CEO of Ubisoft since 1988, if you can believe it. The dude has been running that company for longer than I have been alive. The other alternatives being discussed is just completely selling off Ubisoft and washing their hands of the entire thing, which could be a smart thing to do, but man, would the Guillemot family be losing their pants at this point if they did that too. Because like I said, they lost 90% of their value since 2020. Assassin's Creed Valhalla brought Ubi's stock to a record high at the time. If they sold the company, then they would have made off like bandits into the sunset, but now, they would be getting peanuts in comparison for their company that they have been running for actual decades at this point. What I want this to prove to you, dear viewer, is that this is what happens when you go down the identity politically driven pathway when it comes to media and content. These companies are dying because they were sold a lie by woke morons that this is somehow what gamers wanted. And they obviously took the crazy pill, opened their doors to the asylum patients, and allowed the crazy people to then gain positions of power. As I said in my last video, I had pissed off Ubisoft employees telling me that they have people in leadership roles who can barely speak neither English or French properly. And how does someone like that get a job in a company where those are the primary languages spoke, not even within the studio, but the province itself? This identity politically driven nonsense is killing all of our favorite studios. I got a lot of flack for my coverage over all of this, but let me just say this with my whole chest right now. I don't do what I do because I want the gaming industry to fail. I love video games more than anything else in this world, pretty much. Well, I guess I love boobs and cute dogs about the same, but you get the point that I'm making. I do this because I want video games as an artistic medium to be saved, to be respected, and be the avenue for escapism that so many people need right now. Video games are magical, man. Just think for a second to yourself what your favorite moment in a video game was in your past. Was it when you first played Mass Effect? Maybe it was the nuclear bomb moment in Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Or was it when you had to choose between Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle? I chose Charmander, by the way. Hell yeah, brother. The point is that these moments were capable of happening to you because you were able to enjoy products because there weren't insane leftist activists ruining your favorite properties with their nonsense. And I fear that these days, kids or even young adults, they don't really have these moments for many of these newer games that are coming out today. If I wanted to just grift 24/7 on games, I could do that, but I really do truly want to save video games more than anything else. I want these things to return to their prominence. There's glimmers out there, sure, Space Marine 2, Black Myth Wukong, or amazing indies like Chained Echoes that I love so much. But there's a lot of slop too, man. For instance, the new Suicide Squad season dropped. It has debuted to around 200 players on Steam. This is not good news. Even though, yes, you could chalk it up as a big win for our side, it's kind of sad to see Rocksteady, a studio that used to make amazing Batman experiences, being reduced to this generic slop. They are wasting their time, money, and talent making things for nobody about characters people don't even like or know about. Like this article from Park Place, where this new character in Suicide Squad, which is Deadshot's daughter named Lawless, is an ethical thief and a literal communist. They describe this character in the profile in-game that Lawless grew up in a pampered, gated community with her father, who funded their lifestyle through his crime. And that she saw the sadness in Gotham, and as the game puts it, once Zoe's eyes were open to this injustice, she knew that she had found her calling. Using her talent as a thief for some aggressive redistribution in Gotham, and so Lawless was born. So yeah, she is literally a woke communist that was that grew up in a gated community. Like, I can't make this up, dude. She's literally Hassan Piker, or any of the other woke idiots on Twitter that try to pass themselves off as middle class, but they know that they aren't. They literally turned that airbag idiot on Twitter into a Suicide Squad character. Unreal, dude. Rocksteady also reveals she's a communist who virtue signals in order to gain wealth herself, where it says, but when Brainiac invades Metropolis and word gets out about the advanced alien technology he's brought along with him, Lawless is unable to resist the allure of the heist of the century by grabbing as much of this tech as she can and selling it to the highest bidder. Just think of the good she'll be able to do back home. Oh great, so Rocksteady admits that capitalism is a far better system because Zoe Lawden here goes out of her way to sell literal alien technology to the highest bidder, which could very well be, oh, I don't know, terrorist organizations, but it's okay, everyone, because she's going to redistribute this wealth to other woke commies in her area. Just don't think about the fact that some evil organization just got a hold of alien technology that will likely allow them to vaporize people or shrink entire cities down for ransoms. Just think of all the non-binary people that can now buy their lattes that Lawless has dabbled in some capitalism on their behalf. This is the gaming that we want in the future. I don't speak for everyone, but if you ask me, I would sign a petition right now to delete stuff like Suicide Squad from even existing based on what I've been seeing about this game. Because this is the exact kind of slop that Ubisoft and others want to push as well. Ethical communist freaks who are too stupid to see that their worldviews don't work, but they double down anyways. I guess have fun to the 200 or less people on Steam that are playing Suicide Squad right now, but it gets far worse for places like Ubisoft as well. Grums posted yet another Ubisoft employee who is completely out of the loop and doesn't realize that he's insulting his own customers. So here's a monetization director at Ubisoft, don't harass this person by the way, Also, yes, this guy's job is to make microtransactions in all of your favorite Ubisoft games that you are definitely not buying or playing because they're complete ass. His name is Stevie or Stevi Chassard, and he said, and I quote, "I rarely post on social media, but today I am sad, ashamed and sad. The game industry is rough at the moment, we all know it. But seeing how gamers react on social medias, wishing ill fate to companies and people alike is sad. And not only towards Ubisoft, even though it is always the vocal minority that express themselves on social media, I was hurt and ashamed to be a part of this community. What is even more revolting is coming on LinkedIn and seeing the same comments from people within the industry. On top of exposing yourself as a clearly non-decent human being, you are affecting thousands of employees that are already impacted by all the hate, despite doing their best to deliver incredible experiences. How can you wish a company to fail simply because they do not cater to you or that the product does not please you is beyond me. We are all on the same boat. Please, please, please stop spreading hate. We should all lift each other instead of bringing each other down." End quote. Oh, Stevie or Stevi, whatever, you don't seem to realize what you're even saying, do you? The fact that you put gamers in quotation marks already tells me that you see the players as beneath you. And you likely see yourself as being above your consumer base because of your position of power. But you're also quickly realizing that you can lose that power in an instant by making really moronic decisions yourself. Which, as you know, is already happening to your beloved Ubisoft that you work at, since Tencent is likely going to buy you guys out. Even Tom Henderson of Insider Gaming theorized that if Tencent were to buy Ubisoft, they will likely reduce the company's overall size of employees by around 30 or 40%, and that's being generous. But here's the thing, Stevie or Stevi, the players don't really owe you anything. You are not entitled to their money or support simply because you exist within a position that benefits from that same support. How about a different perspective? Here's ACG, or Angry Centaur Gaming, speaking on the Iron Lords podcast about this very same concept recently. So please take a listen and watch.
Gaming's a charity, we're screwed. My job is to not support the company. My job is to buy a product that is equal to whatever cash I'm paying down. My job is not to support that company. You know whose job that is? Ooh. Theirs. Yeah. They need to figure the crap out.
Exactly.
So, like, the idea of I want to show Square that I want their game on there. No, I want to show Square that if they put a game on there that is good, I'll buy it.
Right.
It has not this crap that's going on with charity, and the weird charity case discussions that go around in gaming is so confusing to me, because where other in business do you see that? And maybe you see, oh, this band's doing something on SoundCloud. That's $5. Yeah. That's not $60. $60 to me is a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to give $60 to a company that already has a ton of money.
And I think what ACG said there was exactly right. You're not entitled to support simply because you demand it. A company like Ubisoft or any other are in the service of delivering products that people can buy as long as they are worth the price that they're selling it for. This has not been the case for Ubisoft or Rocksteady or even Red Thread Games, which did Dustborn and many others like them. I am not entitled to views on my videos unless I do the work to ensure that what I am presenting to the viewer is something worth their time or support. I cannot, nor will I ever, demand that the viewer give me their support just because I want it. I, like these companies, need to prove that I am worthy of that support, and this is where the disconnect lies. Stevie or Stevi and his ilk have long been under the impression that they don't work for the players, and it's the players' job to support them, otherwise these franchises will just cease to exist. My brother in Christ, you are only employed and able to continue doing what you do because of the support of the players. Why would you attack users for this? How can people like this believe they're somehow in the right, and then attempting to spin the story to make it a pity session where we must feel sorry for you? Sorry that you ruined Assassin's Creed Shadows and spit on the cultural heritage of Japanese players that supported your company through all the other various time periods you set those games in. The same players who stuck with you when your company made Far Cry games or bought your crappy microtransactions that, by the way, Ubisoft seems to stuff into even fully priced video games at launch now. You are not entitled to anything but your ability to breathe oxygen, you morons. You can blame Gamergate 2, or whatever you want, as your convenient scapegoat as to why things are bad as they seem right now. But know that deep down in your heart of hearts, you know that the reason why things are so bad are because of the activism and the untamed nature that these companies allow crazy people to just run around without consequence. The same people who demand that you call them by their preferred pronouns that seem to change every other day like it's the weather. The same people who want to erase white males from an industry they helped create, not to mention many of the franchises that these people work on, were also predominantly envisioned by white men also, Assassin's Creed especially, go look it up. This is an industry that is so full of bloat, so much uselessness, that things have to change. I recently talked to someone in my DMs who is a very vocal enemy, if you will, of my channel and the way that I say things. We had a civil discussion, of course, and I asked this person if what they see as the gaming industry right now is what they want to see in the future. The heavy microtransactions, the identity politics, the less than stellar packages that are being sold for more money than ever before. If all of this was what they actually wanted from this industry, and I don't want games to be bad, by the way, I do what I do because I want them to be better for all of us. Sometimes they are. Space Marine 2 is a great example of that, but a lot of the time it's these terrible misfires that either never needed to exist in the first place, and then they'll gaslight you into believing that what you're just seeing all the time, which is pattern recognitions over and over, are actually not patterns at all, and instead, you're just a crazy person who is simply wrong. So what's the more likely scenario then? That everyone who is a part of Gamergate 2 suffers from the same crazy, schizophrenic illness these people are gaslighting you into believing? Or maybe, just maybe, the game industry has been rotting from the inside out by people who have no business being there in the first place. I don't feel bad if people who are incompetent at a job are let go, because when people are bad at what they do, all that happens is that they make the job harder for the people around them that actually know what they're doing. We've seen this before in any job we've ever done. I'm sure we all have examples of this. Bad, lazy workers who offer nothing always make your job a nightmare, and then you end up having to do twice the workload because these morons don't know how to put two and two together. Why should the good people out there be suffering because of these idiots? They shouldn't be. And these awful people who have zero business being in their positions are now gonna cry, saying we're all mean because they're being exposed for the frauds that they are. I'm not sorry for what needs to happen next. This industry really does need a cultural reset. Not only are games too expensive to make or even buy now, but the quality of the products demanding these premium price points are far and away nowhere near the bar of excellence that they need to be. Even Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot recently said that players have too high of expectations now. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. Tech for Gamers had their article on this titled, Ubisoft CEO Blames Gamers After Poor Sales of Star Wars Outlaws. Yeah, you heard that right. So Yves, who looks like a baby that's aging backwards, said in an investor's call recently, in today's challenging market and with gamers expecting extraordinary experiences, delivering solid quality is no longer enough. Bro, your company is not delivering quality experiences. Even the game's journalists are not even scoring your games very high either. Who exactly is agreeing with you that what you've been making recently is of high quality? The only game you guys have released this year that was even close to being good quality was Prince of Persia Lost Crown. Everything else is slop of the highest caliber. Outlaws sold 1 million units on 3 giant platforms that have millions of users that are eager to play great games. But even then, you idiots couldn't convince enough of these people to buy your game. And it's not necessarily a money problem on the user's end if they're all willing to buy stuff like Wukong or Space Marine, which each sold millions of copies. This is like that microtransaction director guy. The CEO is trying to gaslight you into believing that it's not their fault that games aren't meeting your expectations, but instead that it's your fault for having unrealistic needs. It's all projection, it's pathetic, and it's really sad to see. Ubisoft has lost billions of dollars in value, chasing an agenda that has done nothing but ruin their entire catalog and history. The CEO and the people who defend his moronic actions should be ashamed of what has become of their life's work. Unsurprisingly, even more people are leaving the company as well. Cameron Lee, the vice president of the Rainbow Six franchise, has also left the company during all of this. Ubisoft's PR teams also say that currently, Cameron Lee's role as VP will not be replaced for the time being either. which kind of just further proves that they know they're cooked and they know there's no point in hiring someone right now to fill that position if the entire company is about to implode and mass layoffs ensue. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more people leaving Ubisoft in record numbers as well in the coming months. This is beyond a sinking ship. It's like the Titanic hitting the iceberg while having a fully functioning atom bomb in its engine room that's leaking radiation right now, and everyone who's manning the ship is a they-them non-binary whatever. Even if you survive the ship capsizing and falling into the ocean, the blast from the nuclear explosion will still atomize you into nothingness anyway. This is what happens, dear viewer. Let it be known that we are witnessing one of the greatest failures in modern gaming history before our very eyes. As billions of dollars fade into nothingness, Ubisoft is getting ready to fall to their knees and finally admit defeat. Was this all part of the plan, so to speak, for Tencent? Some actually believe that's the case on Twitter. That Tencent, which also pushes diversity, equity, and inclusion, is purposely ruining these companies they have stakes in so that they can buy them and their franchises for a fraction of their price prior to knowing them in the first place. I mean, it's a hell of a claim, but if it were true and this is all Tencent's doing to push Ubisoft down this path of wokeness so that they can own Assassin's Creed and more, it's one crazy chess move on their part. And it's obvious that Ubisoft was blindsided and ruined by all of this, and they didn't see it coming. I guess we'll see, but for now, I think this is more than enough for today. I'm tired, my eyes are sore, my damn knees keep popping when I walk, and my throat's really sore too. Maybe I'm getting COVID. Who the hell knows at this point? Ah, the woes of being an old man. But thank you for watching, subscribe, let me know what you think. As always, thanks to my supporters, I should have some info on Ghost of Yote and a really damning accusation about Dustborn soon. We'll see. But for now, have a good one, and I'll see you in the next one.